time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Dear friend, welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. We bring you about five episodes a week, talking about the issues that are going on in the world and talking about topics that you raise with us, the listeners. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is where we are right now. And if you want to pop out someday out to the what's the name of the bar?
The Oasis Bar
downstairs. They will give you some nice food, nice couple of drinks, and they will look after you. It's always a friendly atmosphere. That is the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, I also want to give a big shout out to the Snail Box Restaurant for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. If you haven't been to the Snail Box Restaurant, I cannot recommend it more. It is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant not far from Ashburn, County Meath, known for its mouth-watering food, warm, friendly atmosphere, and it's kid-friendly as well, which is very important for people like me and you who want to bring your kids out and not get dirty looks from the manager because they're making noise. It is a child-friendly restaurant. It's more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. It's nestled between three counties, located just outside Ashburn. Beautiful views from the place as well. Panoramic views of three counties, Dublin, Meath and Louth. Lots of baseball caps. If you like looking at baseball cap collections, the whole ceiling is baseball caps. And the menu is to die for. And thank you to the Snail Box Restaurant for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about on this episode? Well, it's something that happened over the weekend. And most of you will have watched the England-Ireland match at the Aviva at the weekend. And it wasn't a result, quite the result that Ireland were hoping for. 2-0 we lost. But it's what happened before the match that annoyed a lot of people. And it annoyed me as well. And I put up a tweet about it, and I'm going to read the tweet out because the response I got was absolutely shocking. So if you didn't watch the match, basically what happened before the match is they played the Irish national anthem and then they played God Save the King, which is, of course, the British national anthem, the English national anthem. And during God Save the King, the boos on Saturday evening were just, I mean, you heard it as well, didn't you? The boos were...
Yeah, no, I don't, like, before we start the conversation, if it's coming to anything sporty, I don't do
No, it's sport. it's not a football conversation. So that's,
and for people like myself who are listening, who are like, oh, this is sporty, this isn't actually sports. It couldn't be less sports. It's more about the vibe of what happened during the match, regardless of the sports.
So when the national anthem was played, God Save the King was played, you actually couldn't hear the national anthem because of the boos that were going on in the background. I'm going to play a bit for you just to recap how bad this actually was. So this was before the kickoff. See here, God Save Our Gracious King in the background there. Now, I was watching that, Katie, and I was cringing. And I took to Twitter because I was annoyed.
I cringe when I hear the start of it.
Yeah, and when you're annoyed, you always go to Twitter. And here's what I said on Twitter that really annoyed a lot of people. It said, the same football supporters booing during the national anthem are happy to travel over to the weekend to watch their beloved Liverpool, United and Chelsea. And yes, it is the same thing. I was embarrassed to be Irish when I heard the booing. Now, if you rewind back a couple of years ago when Ireland were playing England in Croke Park.
Let me just stop you there before you say anything. Sorry, England doesn't actually have a national anthem. It's not actually their national anthem. It's what they use to represent themselves, but it's not classed as their national anthem. So if you're going to try and burn people and, you know...
Well, it is their national anthem.
Get it right.
It's not their national anthem.
God Save the Queen and God Save the King is not their national anthem.
Well, so what's their national anthem?
They don't have a national anthem. They just use that to represent them when they...
Okay, so this was in Croke Park 2 years, I think it was 2 years ago, Ireland playing England in rugby. And again, God Save the King, well, it was God Save the Queen then was played. And I want you to have a listen to the difference. Now, So in the second clip there from Croke Park, there's 30,000 more people in Croke Park than there was in the Aviva on Saturday, and there's not one boo there. So what is the difference between... But now, by the way, I don't like rugby supporters. I'm not a... People were calling me Westbury rugby supporter. I'm not a rugby supporter.
I've never heard you talking about rugby ever.
No, I'm a season ticket holder yeah. for League of Ireland. So I'm a League of Ireland supporter. I am a football supporter. But that does not mean that I cannot be embarrassed by what happened at the weekend. And the amount of abuse... And even like before we even start the show today.
You should have given a trigger warning before playing that, to be fair.
No, you don't need a trigger warning. Before we even take the calls, or before the show even started, and Katie will read them some of them out as the show goes on today, I'm getting threats. Threats because I gave out about people booing the national anthem. So I want to hear from you. 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Why did they boo? Why did it happen at a football game and it doesn't happen at a rugby game? Now, what was your take on it when you heard the booing?
I don't think it's about... I think your tweet was wrong.
But no, it was factually correct. It wasn't factually correct
because, one, it's not national anthem, and that's just the first thing off. But the second thing is, I don't think it's about the sports. I think it's the fact that God Save the King is being played in a country on a land with the history that we have.
Okay, first of all, no.
And I wouldn't, I tell you now, I'd like to think I wouldn't boo. I wouldn't like to think I wouldn't be that disrespectful. I don't think I would.
But if it is disrespectful.
If I wasn't saying it, I'd be doing it in my head. I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, here we go. I know I would. Even listening to it, I don't like it.
That's okay, though, but that's like saying if you went to a Rihanna concert and there's a song that she plays that you don't like, you wouldn't boo during it. So that's the point. It is disrespectful. Shame on you if you were at that match and you booed. I think you should be ashamed of yourself. Should be ashamed. Katie, shut the fuck up, says Robert straight away. Robert, we'll talk to you in a minute. It's not about being the national anthem. That is not the point. I agree with you, Robert.
But
that,
it's still, you're talking, you're saying that everything is fact here. I'm just educating. You. That's all I'm doing. It's not the national anthem. You said it's the national anthem. I'm just correcting you for the sake of education. That's all. It's not the topic, but I'm just doing you a favour here.
Now, Pauline...
If you're going to say something, get it right.
Okay, well, there, Pauline...
Hang on. What did you say there before that you were cringing?
Yeah, cringing as I was hearing the boon.
You don't think that they do it over there?
Oh, it's not tit for tat. It's not tit for tat.
But no, but do you not think that so when they do it, is it okay?
Okay, Pauline says they were booing the two Irish players for playing for England. Now, Pauline... If you're going to comment on something, at least know what you're talking about. Those two players, Jack Grealish and Rice as well, are not Irish. They were both born in England, so they're not Irish. They had a chance to play for Ireland because of the grandparent rule, but they are not Irish. If you think Jack Grealish or Declan Rice are Irish, you've obviously never heard them speak. They are English. They were born in England.
Okay, Robbie.
That's not why they were booed, by the way,
Robbie,
Pauline.
On Facebook
that
says,
is not why they were booed.
They do it. It doesn't mean it's okay for us to do it. Robbie, if anything, we have more of a right to do it, considering our history. No.
Oh, sorry. Did Jack Grealish, did he occupy Ireland? Like,
no, it's
Harry,
not.
Harry
no,
Kane
hang on,
is responsible
no, this isn't,
for...
This isn't about this. This is not about the sport. Take the football team out of it. This is about God Save the King. This is about the as
yes,
you
I don't,
it,
I don't like
God
it either.
Save
I don't
the
like
king.
It. I don't like God
and
Save the King.
People are allowed to be still angry years later. We should not have to forget our history. And if that's what people want to do, then they should do it. Get over it. It's a couple of boos. Move on.
Mike, what do you make of this? Am I over the top here? Well, I'd calm down.
Yeah, you're definitely over the top, yeah.
Why?
100%.
Why? You weren't embarrassed?
I was at the game there. No, it wasn't embarrassed because I was at the game. And I don't think you understand that the Irish supporters are kind of split between guys that live in the north, were born and bred in the north, and they support the Republic of Ireland. You don't get that.
Hey, Robbie,
People from Derry.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so there were obviously, yes, if you are a nationalist and you're from
the guy that was standing beside me the weekend was from Derry. He's related to one of the McKinneys that was killed in the Bloody Sunday.
Okay, I get.
He said to me that there's no way that he is fucking. He was delighted though. He was encouraging everybody around him to.
Oh yeah, spreading hatred.
Well, Jeremy, the country split in two because of the British coming in and taking over the six counties.
But again, it wasn't done. But it wasn't. This
Mike,
is sport.
You actually made a great comment. I think it was yourself on Facebook about Ukraine.
The Ukraine and Russia. Yeah.
Like, no, put that to Jeremy.
Why don't Ukraine just give the Russians the land that they have at the minute?
Yeah.
and move back, and then Russia can come back into football. And when they go to Ukraine, what do you think the reception will be for
brilliant
the Russian anthem when it's played?
I'll throw that back of you. Anytime England have played their old enemy Germany, if we want to go back that far, I've never heard boos during the national anthem of Germany, Deutschland, Deutschland.
Not to the same extent.
Let's not make it up to suit the agenda. I haven't heard boos like that. The point is,
have you been to them? You weren't even at the game the weekend, so you didn't even hear those boos. All you heard is the boos on the TV.
Sorry, are they not?
Simon Harris came on screen as well.
Sorry, are they not the same boos? Sorry, are you trying to claim that they added in boo sound effects?
No, I'm claiming that I was at an England game with Jeremy, and those boos at it as loud as it was the weekend. And God Save the King came on. Or God Save the Queen, it would have been.
Well, okay, but then, I didn't hear that. But the point I'm trying to make is, you heard the audio I played at the start of the show. England played Ireland in Croke Park. There was over 80,000 people there.
Yeah, and I was at that game as well. And it was silence.
So why were the rugby supporters more respectful? And that's what it is. Why were they more respectful than the football supporter? And this
you do realise that the rugby team is Ireland. It's 32 counties.
I'm aware of that.
It's not the Republic of Ireland, which is 26 counties.
I'm aware of that.
And then we have the people. So you can't understand that.
Which is why they play Ireland's call.
No, they play both anthems when they're at home, and they only play Ireland's call when they're away.
Okay, so why? So, well, I watched a video there earlier of the English rugby team standing out in Croke Park, and there was silence from the Irish supporters during that national anthem. Now, they weren't all from the north. They you know, don't make out that everybody that supports Ireland is from the six counties. Why did nobody boo during that national anthem?
It was just a landmark. It was the second game ever in Croke Park, and it was just the crowd decided on the day not to boo. It could have went either
way. What do you mean the crowd decided? The crowd don't. They don't get together outside and have a big meeting and go, "Are we going to boo?" No, there was a different mentality.
So in the build up to that game, you don't remember the build up to that game, do you? Will they boo? Will they not boo during the week? No.
Yes.
You don't remember any of that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And then what happened then?
Well, they didn't boo.
The crowd decided not to boo on the day. Yeah. They didn't all get together, and like you were making out, like 80,000 people outside. Right. Like, we
no, not. you just don't want to state the obvious there's a stark difference between Irish rugby supporters and football supporters.
Jeremy, can you not just accept this for what it is? And this is very, very
embarrassing.
Simple.
Oh no, I do accept it. No, I accept it as embarrassing.
I get that you find it embarrassing. We all know how you feel about it. Can you not get it? It's very simple, really. It's what the song represents.
So what does it represent?
It's what the song represents on land.
Sorry, what's the question you want answered?
The question is, should Ukraine give Russia the land?
The analogy is perfect.
Would Ukraine accept the Russian anthem in Ukraine on Ukrainian land?
Maybe in 60 years' time, who knows what would happen there.
We haven't accepted it yet. That's what we're
saying. What do you mean we haven't accepted
Jeremy,
it yet?
Every time.
We haven't accepted the British.
Hang on, 80,000 people accepted it.
We still haven't got the 32 counties back together. We'll have one anthem, and then it'll be forgotten.
Give us back the counties, and then we won't boo. Yeah. Give us back what is ours, exactly, and we won't boo.
Oh, seriously.
They shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
Harry
Kane and Jordan Pickford took the six counties, did they? They took the six counties.
This isn't about what the song represents.
The anthem is called God Save the King. Yes, that's...
What anthem is it? It's the English anthem.
So why are they singing along to it then? Why did all the English teams sing along to it?
What do you mean the English teams?
If everybody, according to the comments I'm seeing, everybody hates Prince or King Charles, they hate the monarchy. That is their national anthem. Whether you like it or not, that is their national anthem. And they sing it proud, like the Irish people sing their national anthem proud.
Well, they can say it, but they also build, when the Irish anthem came on, the England crowd builds the Irish anthem as well.
You didn't realise that. Were you there? No, I wasn't there. Oh, no, I was watching on television. Okay, stay there for a second. Let's go to, because there's so many calls coming in on this. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Oh, apparently, I'm in the wrong here. I think, you know, we should be accepting of the booing during the national
anthem.
Sorry,
Jeremy, before you go to Robbie.
No, there's so
much. Sorry, Robbie, I just want to point out, Jeremy, every time there's a topic on anything to do with Ireland, or I almost feel like, I don't know.
It's like not about me,
Katie. It's like you've no loyalty to the country that you were born and reared in. It's like Robbie, before you say anything, I'm not even just talking about that. I'm talking about even when it comes to topics like immigration and stuff and immigration. You do have this very simplistic view that...
Again, it's not. Let's not make it about me. Robbie, what do you want to say?
I won't address what Katie just said there.
No, don't bother. It's not worthy. We're not worthy of it. Go on.
No, it's just going to change the topic. Basically, they were scumbags. Like, you know, I was watching that, and I was almost fuming. Like, if Ireland went over to England into Wembley, and they played it on the lane, and the English fans booed, you'd be having the same show on the following weekend, and there'd be more that people would be losing their mind over it.
Now, Michael, did you boo? Michael is on the other line. Were you one of the ones that booed, Michael?
Yeah, I was down there. Yeah, and can I just say something in reply to Robbie there?
You can.
Robbie, when Ireland played Northern Ireland in 1993 to qualify for the World Cup in 94, when we went to Belfast that night, Aran Levine wasn't played. The only anthem that was played that night was God Save the King. God Save the Queen.
Okay.
Aran Levine wasn't played that night because they knew that would get abused.
Right.
That's the answer to your question.
30 years ago. The troubles were still very, very raw.
When we go to Wembley next month or in November, Aran Levine is going to be booed as well.
Of course it will, and they have every right to boo it because it's going to be tit for tat.
Yeah. What are you saying tit for tat? They came over here and took six counties off us, Robbie.
Oh, Charles didn't fucking do it, did he?
Who?
Charles didn't do it.
Charles.
But Charles represents.
I reckon if they could find a way of doing it, they'd give the six counties back, because Northern Ireland is so crippled with debt. If Republic of Ireland were to take them back over, our economy would collapse.
They should have never taken them.
We don't want it back. Would you like it back with the proviso that we have to get rid of the national anthem and get a new national anthem? Because that would be.
I'd be happy with that, and you'd be happy to get rid of it and come back with a United anthem.
And then you'd be also happy with Orange Marches up O'Connell Street and stuff like that, because that'd be all part of it. We have to be inclusive, so you'd be happy with all that.
Jeremy, the country is inclusive at the minute.
Would you be happy to take on the debt of Northern Ireland as well?
The debt of Northern Ireland, yeah.
You'd be happy to take
it.
I think if there were a referendum
on this, I think the majority of Irish people,
I think you're actually wrong.
I think real Irish people who love their country would say
working class Irish people want it back.
I'm working class, but you're not working class. I am working class. I'm working class. It will happen. Okay, there's two people, Michael, that listen to this show who are from the north, and they regularly ring in the show. They are both nationalists from the north, and they both say they'd rather stay under the rule of the United Kingdom.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. I'm making it up.
The only people who would rather stay under the rule of the United Kingdom are people who consider themselves English.
Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
we don't need those people here. Let them go over
to
England.
That's actually not true, by the way. There's lots of nationalists up there that are quite happy with things the way they are.
But that doesn't mean the rest of it. The point is that the Ireland of Ireland.
There you go, Casey turning into Mary Lou straight away.
No, I'm not turning into Mary Lou. I have my thoughts. You have yours. I think those counties were taken from us and we want them back. And I think, okay, maybe I'm not speaking on behalf of everyone, but I think if it went to the polls, I think that most people would vote for a united Ireland. And I think it will happen. I think in the next 20 years, we will have a united Ireland.
But with that will come a new national anthem. Yeah. And Orange.
Whatever. We'll have our six counties.
And how will that change your life?
It's not about changing my life. It's about the principle. I would like to see a united Ireland.
Okay, that's not the discussion today anyway. But Robbie, you were embarrassed and you think, what did you say? They're scumbags for booing.
I think it is scumbag behaviour. And as was pointed out, these are the same scumbags that will be cheering on Liverpool at the weekend.
Well, Mike.
Liverpool, United, Chelsea, whatever. I'm not going to just only say Liverpool.
Yeah, I'm a United fan, yeah.
You're a United fan?
What's your issue there, yeah?
Well, if you were booing the English team, like, yeah, people say you're only booing the national anthem or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm
booing England. Yeah, I'm booing England.
You're booing England, but you supported, but then you support their teams.
Yeah, I wasn't doing. I was doing England. I wasn't doing Man United. Man United weren't playing the weekend. I think you're missing the point there. What are you getting at there? It's like Jeremy doing Shamrock Rovers the weekend and giving Jack Bourne, slagging him off. The next minute, Jack Bourne is in the Irish squad, and then he's cheering him on.
I'll be honest, I have booed Shamrock Rovers.
Exactly, that's disrespectful. Yeah. Why would you boo?
But if you're booing a team from your own league, it's a very different, different thing.
That's called rivalry. That's not the national anthem. No, it's not.
Booing is booing.
No, it's not. That's ridiculous. It's respectful. When a country comes over, it's respectful to stay quiet during their national anthem. Yes or no?
And you take that the English fans respect all other national anthems and they all stand there quiet now.
Let's rise above it, Michael. Stay there for a second because a lot of people want to get in on this. Let me play this message from AJ.
Well, everything's...
Hey, AJ.
Topic. I can't come on there because I'm working. But just to share my little thoughts on it, if people, specifically Irish people, want to boo God Save the King, they're well entitled to boo it. That national anthem has been involved so much and related to so much horrific stuff that went on in this country over the last while. Not just bringing up history on it, but it has been. If you want to boo the national anthem, you're well entitled to boo the national anthem. There should be nothing made about it. It's your own business. If you want to boo it, you go ahead and boo it. Cheers, thanks.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here's Darren.
That fool Robbie and Jeremy, it's where they were English. There's a massive difference between club and country. And anyways, half the players on the English teams are not even English.
Okay, that's an argument that comes up all the time, Darren, that there's a difference between the club and the country. Well, they're both located in England. They're both English clubs. Regardless of who owns them and who plays for them, they are English football teams. And the one thing I've noticed as well, which really, really annoys me...
They don't play God Save the King, do
no,
they?
No, not before a football game, no.
That right there is the difference. That's why it's different.
Well, they don't, because it's a club game. They don't play national anthems at club games.
But what I'm saying is, it's the God... It's really simple. There's no grey area.
It is really simple.
It's the God Save the King thing. It all comes down to that song and what it represents and what it means when it's sang in our country.
You really annoyed about it, were you?
I'm really annoyed about what? But my opinion on it is, if they want to boo, let them boo. I'm not annoyed about it as you are. You're getting your little panties in a twist there for no reason. Move on.
Just be respectful. Let's go to Ross. How are you, Ross? What do you want to say on this?
How are you going? You're totally wrong, Jeremy.
Well, I'm totally not. Wrong, I'm not. No.
Yeah. Everyone boos. It's not just Ireland and England that will boo. Different countries. Like there's countries all over the world that boo each other's national anthems.
And do you not think
it's exactly what Katie said. It's not about just the anthem of England coming over. It's the words in the anthem. That is it. Like we have.
So hang on. If you think they have
26 counties, they have six belong to us.
Who's they? Harry Kane owns Tyrone. What are you talking about?
I'm not doing the players.
It's not about the players. It's nothing to do with the players.
The anthem. They're coming into Ireland and they're singing "God Save the Queen," the King or the Queen before it. Now it's the King.
Yep.
Fuck the King. Sorry. I don't care.
You're allowed to say it.
And fuck the Queen too. If they were standing in front of me and I was at that game, I'd be singing at the top of my lungs. Sorry, I wouldn't be singing. I'd be booing at the top of my lungs.
When you're booing, why are you booing?
Because they're singing "God Save the King."
Okay, supposing they did the instrumental version without the lyrics, then, and it was just the music.
No, it doesn't matter.
What? Nobody.
The fans are still going to sing it. And by the way, the other night at the Irish game, the English fans were doing the Irish anthem. You couldn't hear it because there was a lot more Irish there.
Yeah, but they were doing it in response, were they not?
No, but they were doing it. They were doing it on the streets leading up to the game. They were shouting stuff going up to the English fans were shouting stuff going up to Croke Park. Like,
okay, Robbie, they were doing it, so we should do it too. That's his argument.
No, I think that's actually a stupid argument. And the fact that other countries do it doesn't mean that we should also do it.
You do it.
I don't do it.
Robbie,
you know me. You've never seen me booing the ball, mate.
I have seen you when England were playing before booing that anthem. I've seen you.
No, you have not. I can promise you. I bet you money you've never seen me in them. Yes.
And Ross, hang on. You're saying that Robbie has booed? This is really
No, he hasn't. Robbie has never booed.
No, I don't believe that for one second.
No, he has not.
He has.
So how do you know?
No, you're talking shy, mate. I'm sorry.
How could you possibly even know that, Ross, that Robbie has booed?
Because we drink in the same pub.
Exactly.
Oh, you do drink in the same pub. Wow. Oh, okay.
Well, this is getting interesting.
Oh, yeah, this goes back a long time.
I haven't drank in the same pubs as him in a while, but this goes back a long time.
I have never built, and I
stand up and I'll say it straight out now. I have built, and I don't care.
And what does it?
I know because I just sit there and ignore it. I won't go silent for it. I'll be still talking to the lads, which is on level of different respect. But I don't actually boo.
Sorry.
Well, we'll take his word for it.
Yeah, you can take his word. Yeah, look, his word. His word is his gospel. But I know what I'm saying, and I know what I heard.
Okay, well,
look, at the end of the day, look at the stick James McLean gets.
I don't agree with any of the people who want to make a choice.
But as well, he winds them up as well. Let's not be silly about this, Ross. He does wind them up.
He didn't wind them up before he stopped wearing the poppy. They started attacking him because he wouldn't wear the poppy.
No,
and he stands by the reasons why he doesn't wear that.
Is that I would kind of class as disgusting is an Irish person joining the British Army. That's a topic for another day. And wearing the poppy. There are two things that make me sick to my stomach.
Okay, well, a lot of Irish
to the point I would stop talking to somebody.
You'd stop talking to somebody if
I had a friend who was joining the British Army. I would not support someone in my family joining the British Army. I wouldn't. Not considering the history of what happened here, no way.
Okay, Ross, so you were watching the match of the weekend. Were you booing when the national anthem was on?
Yes, I was.
Why? How did that make you? What did it do for you? How did it change?
I was sitting there watching it with the lads. Didn't boo, but I stood up and I stuck my fingers up to the fucking TV. And I said, get that crap off here, fucking speakers.
For God's sake. And then you watch Coronation Street. Then you watch Coronation Street that night as well.
No,
that's absolutely ridiculous.
Coronation Street.
So you don't watch British TV. You don't watch Premier League.
And I support an English team.
Ah, there we go.
I said it in the messages. But the hypocrisy. Play the national anthem at the games. No, you don't play the national anthem at the games.
I know. No, but if you hate...
It's, Jeremy, why do you keep going back to it? It's not his hate isn't for all things English, it's for what
team.
That song represents.
I don't hate the players that were playing on that pitch the other night. I don't hate the football players that were there. Nothing about that. I loved watching the game of football. The one thing that I hated about that game was the national anthem.
So they shouldn't play it then? They shouldn't play because it offends.
I didn't say it, in fairness, it's a bit snowflakey, Ross.
And you'll be the very one that'll be saying, oh, snowflakes, you can't do anything now, you can't say anything. It literally is just a piece of music.
Why aren't you allowed to build it?
What?
Why can't you boo?
Oh, no, you can allow boo. No.
You're
no, 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 free.
With your ninnies on the twist.
No, free speech. No.
Free speech. You're the same person who said I cringe and I'm ashamed to be Irish.
No, you are allowed. You can boo whatever you want,
but you're
going to
judge
Ross,
people for doing it.
But it doesn't mean I won't have an opinion on your behaviour towards
it. You can absolutely have your opinion. And you're well entitled to it. And listen, and I wouldn't feel any different towards you for having a different of opinion towards this as I do.
Okay, well then let me ask you the question again. And in case you didn't hear it, let's do it. Play it one more time. This is the rugby game, Ireland versus England in Croke Park, which, by the way, has, as we know, is steeped in history with Hill 16 and all that. And this is the national anthem, "God Save the Queen," at the time being played in Croke Park. I remember happened with the black and tans. Listen. Now, not one boo out of 83,000 people.
We're all sitting there drinking together, happy as Larry.
Yeah. So explain the difference.
Explain it to me.
How can 83,000 Irish and English rugby fans sit together drinking together the whole lot, and be happy? And pay respect to each other's national anthem, no bother. Yet when it's the football teams, it's booing. Just explain it to me.
Your guess is as good as mine.
No, explain it to me.
Type of follower. That's what Jeremy's getting at. And there is a difference. Rugby is seen to be more affluent. It is seen to be more of a gentleman's sport. It's associated with
rugby
a snobbier person. Not even snobby, that's not the right word. But
so it's a class thing now, lads, isn't it?
Rugby is a class thing. Absolutely, there's a difference in class between soccer and rugby.
But no, they're all supporters. They're supporters of sport. So what do you...
Rugby is an upper class game.
So Jeremy, can I ask you an honest question? Honest question, and you be straight with me.
Yeah, go on.
If you were somebody at that match who lived in the Troubles and saw firsthand your family affected by it and, you know, what was happening, you witnessed firsthand what was happening, can you not understand why somebody would stand there and boo? Honestly.
No, I can, but the people that were at that match were not all involved in the Troubles.
I wasn't involved in the Troubles and I feel strongly about what happened.
One of the people who was affected by the Troubles was Patrick Keelty. He's spoken about it many times, lost a family member.
He's amazing talking about it, yeah.
Amazing. Now, he's able to build a bridge and get over it. So why can't other people?
Because some people...
So do you think...
because he did doesn't mean everybody else does. People are allowed to hold on to their history and people are allowed to be angry about what happened.
Someone like Patrick Keelty has more right than anyone to boo the national anthem.
But he has decided to move on. But that doesn't mean because he should. Everybody else should.
Maybe I'm wrong. Ross, did you lose someone in the Troubles?
No,
sorry, maybe I was getting it wrong. So you were...
Ross, are you an Irish patriot?
Not at all.
Are you a patriotic Irish man? Do you love your country?
I do love my country, yeah.
Does it make you sick when you think about or read about what happened to your family, your grandparents, your parents probably?
What happened? Sick to the ground.
Okay, stay there for a second.
Sick that we still don't, that we're still dealing with it today.
Well, you wake up every morning worried about it, do you?
Oh, well, look what they do with the bonfires up there.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Irish flags all over.
Absolutely.
It, like, pictures, the whole lot. Why can't we do it?
Yeah, if the worst we do is boo, how can they get away with that and nobody says anything?
It's hate speech up there. It's absolutely disgusting. I agree with you. And I've regularly spoken about it. It's disgusting that it's allowed to happen. Stay there, Ross, for a sec. Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're bulling to get on here. What's wrong? I hope I didn't piss you off.
Jesus, lads. I have to laugh at this, that everyone is saying that rugby supporters are snobs. No, we're not. We're certainly not snobs. You know, they might be in Leinster.
Well, they are. Rugby is associated with a class thing. It is a class thing, Angela.
Katie, will you do me a favour? Will you just listen for once?
Okay, stop
just
shouting. Stop shouting. Bring it down in tone and I'll listen to you. I'm not going to be sitting here and be shouted at today by you.
Go on, Angela. Go on.
Well, stop interrupting, okay? The thing is, the reason that rugby supporters every second year, that's not once every often, every second year the England team come to Ireland and play Ireland in the Aviva. And the reason they're not booed, because we have respect.
Oh, there we go.
That's what it's called.
Who's not booed? Sorry, I was listening to WhatsApp.
She's saying when England play Ireland in the Six Nations and it happens on Irish soil, the national anthem is not booed. And by the way, you are right, Angela.
Because they have their asses handed to them.
The one county in Ireland.
Katie, it's got nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with that.
Okay, stop shouting. Do you need a hearing aid? Seriously, I can hook you up.
Okay, yes.
Unbelievable. Take it down a notch.
Because that's all they do is just shout. You're the one shouting, telling me.
Okay,
just
the two of you.
No, I can't.
Okay, the two of you. Ross.
Yep.
Angela said it's down to respect, and obviously the football fans don't have respect.
Rugby is a total... I said a few minutes ago, rugby and football are two totally different games. Rugby is built on respect. That's what rugby is. Listen to the referees when they're talking on the pitch, and the players come over to the referee. If a player comes over and says something to the referee, automatically says to him, "Who do you think you're talking to?" And next thing, the player will start apologising to him. Your man will be 10 times the size of him. Football is a totally different game.
And they call him sir. They call him sir.
It's a totally different game.
It's a totally different game. But you know what it is? It's respect. It's called respect.
But you
can't be supporters have it. Football fans don't.
But you're saying that like rugby is not an upper class game.
It's not. In Leinster it might be, but everywhere else it's not. I'll tell you now. In Limerick, in Munster, it's a working man's game. It's a working class game. Always has been and always will be. In Connacht, it's the same.
Absolutely.
In Ulster, it's the same.
I'm sorry, Ross, I'm a League of Ireland supporter, as I regularly talk about. Yeah, I'm not upper class, middle class or anything. I'm just normal Joe Soap. So
League of Ireland.
Yeah.
Totally different.
No, but it's still it's football. It's football.
It's soccer, soccer.
Jesus Christ, Angela. You're going to talk about respect. Can you stop shouting at people and shouting on the phone,
please? Do they not understand that we're talking about two different games here, like?
No, but...
Rugby, England over. England and Ireland play every 2 years in the Six Nations.
Yeah.
They play all the time. So it's not like...
They play every year.
No, but listen to what Angela was saying, Ross. Listen to what Angela was saying. We'll say it again slowly. If the English rugby team can go to Croke Park, where we have, as you know, the history, we're not going to go over about what happened, why it's called Hill 16, the Black and Tans.
The Hogan Stand, Stand. How would you feel about English people coming over and standing in the Hogan Stand?
Let me finish the question. If
they did.
83,000 fans.
They shouldn't.
There is bound to be fans in that stadium, Bill.
They didn't.
You might have 82,999 fans, not Bill. But you'll always have one in there, Bill.
There is
just because you're at a different end of the stadium.
It's not because you're in a different end. It's not because you're in a different end. It's because we have class, we're working class, we're lower class. A lot of the Leinster fans are upper class. But even when you get the Welsh, the Scottish club teams coming over, they come over the whole time, all during the season. We play England every single year. Every second year, they're here.
And would I be right? Would I be right in saying, Angela, that they serve drink in the Aviva when the rugby is playing, but they won't serve drink in the Aviva when football's on? Is that correct?
Exactly. You can go down to your seat, sit down, have your pints, have your glasses, have whatever
this
you
want.
This isn't
a conversation on rugby versus soccer. We know that there's a difference in the fan. We know that there is. But that's not fair for people who... Like yourself, Jeremy, you said yourself you're an avid football fan. You're not into rugby. You wouldn't be causing trouble. So I think that's not fair to tar all football fans with the same brush.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be into
drinking.
I mean,
Angela's making out soccer fans are scum.
No, she didn't say that. She just said rugby fans are classier. And she also said in Limerick, it is a working class sport. It's followed by working class people in Limerick. So it's not all, people think it's all poshos who follow rugby. That's certainly not the case. And this is coming from someone who doesn't like rugby. I wouldn't sit through a rugby game. But maybe it does come down to class. But having said that, I'm a League of Ireland football player or a football supporter. I have class. I wouldn't boo. So you can't brand everyone with the same brush. Don't go away. We've more arguments coming up in a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I want to address something, Katie, and I deliberately don't want you to read out the messages because I don't want to give these people oxygen.
Oh, I saw but if there's what you think you're going to be talking about, I wasn't going to read it out.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't.
There are people now sending in messages on Facebook. And by the way, we've screenshotted...
And there's two on WhatsApp there as well, look.
Yeah, we've screenshotted your names. And we're not going to read out the messages because I don't want to give these people oxygen because they're actually oxygen thieves. Threatening me over my opinion. Now, myself and Katie have completely different opinions about this topic, as you've heard. We're able to sit in this... You haven't threatened me, have you?
No. I'm thinking it.
Yeah, but you haven't said it. No, let's not make light of those threats that are coming
in. These people are morons. They're keyboard warriors. That's why I'm not even giving them oxygen. They're idiots. And I'd imagine the same people are sending them in on Facebook or the same gobshites behind WhatsApp. If you have a set of balls, come on the show and challenge them.
I don't want you on the show.
They're threatening them.
Yeah, I don't want... And that person...
One of them brought your wife into it, by the way.
Yeah, he can go and fuck himself. And that person threatening to burn out my car, go ahead. I'm fully insured. I'd like to see a try. That's the thuggish behaviour that I absolutely hate.
That is disgraceful.
Like, have I said anything that's offended you?
I mean, you've offended me as in being offended by everybody who's booing. I mean, yeah, a little bit as in I can see why they booed.
No, you
haven't actually offended me. I'm pissed off what you're saying. You haven't offended me.
But I'm saying,
but there's certainly no need for threats. And to bring his wife into it, I mean, that's absolutely below the fucking belt.
Yeah, and she'd kill you. She'd kill a lot of you. Don't cross that woman, let me tell you. Would you agree?
Tons of respect for Jeremy. Even when I disagree with him, don't let the trolls get you. Keep doing it.
Oh, they're not getting to me.
Right, yeah.
No. The trolls make me stronger. Now,
it's the thing that baffles me. The amount of threats that come in on this show. Now, today, they're a little bit heavier, obviously, considering the nature.
How much would I get an insurance job on the car if they did blow it up?
But it's like, it's called, as Jeremy always said, it's called Opinions Matter. Mm. If you don't like it, switch it off. If you can't behave like a fucking adult.
One of the messages in particular is just grotesque. That one there.
I'm not reading it. Yeah, I can see it. I'm not reading it out.
No, I'm not asking you to read it. It's
actually goes into sexual stuff.
What?
Like that's, it's actually read towards the end. It gets warped. Yeah. Very, very warped.
And
oh, look. look. I'm starting a partition to have Jeremy Dixon sacked.
Okay, we're not even going there. You can't get me.
He's starting a partition.
Yeah, a partition. Yeah, you can't get me sacked. I own the podcast. Now, let me go to...
With Adrian.
Sorry?
With Adrian.
Yeah. Damien, how are you?
My blood pressure is through the roof.
Well, so's mine, and you didn't see the messages that I've been getting.
They're still coming in here.
Fuck them. Sorry, Damien, what do you want to say?
I had this conversation 4 or 5 times since the weekend with different people about the disgrace. I agree with you 100%, and I agree with Angela. This is nothing to do with politics. It's nothing to do with even the sport that's involved. It's just solely down to respect. I've been at sporting events all over the world, and I have never seen or heard such a disgraceful.
And well, if it's nothing to do with politics, take the political song out of it, because the song is political, God Save the King. If it's nothing to do with politics, change the song.
It's nothing to do with politics. That is there, albeit you are correct, they don't have a classified national anthem, but that is included as their national anthem. If that had been in Wembley and the English had booed the national anthem like that, and I have been in Wembley and I have never seen the Irish national anthem booed. I've been at all the rugby grounds in England, Scotland, Wales, never heard the Irish national anthem booed. And you can be assured there'd have been an internet, if 80,000 fans in Wembley had started to boo the national anthem like that, there'd be an international crisis. You'd have a Harris on this morning complaining about it.
And in fairness,
it was an absolute disgrace, is all it was.
And the booing, it's made news. Like, it's been around the world, the fact that they booed, because it was so intense, the booing during...
What would you say about, like, the tricolour being burned on bonfires?
Well, obviously...
Nothing to do with it. I'm not into waterboundary.
Well,
This is
facts. This is what's happening.
Casey is the queen of waterboundary.
No, don't even jump on this, Jeremy. Don't even jump. You get a bit of back up and you're there nearly pulling yourself off at it. You're seriously getting hard because somebody backs you up. Calm down.
Katie, can I talk?
You can talk, Damien. Of course, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
I'm not into waterboundary. I grew up in the north. I forgot more about the north and what went on than you'll ever know. And I can assure you, even if it was in the north, the Irish national anthem wouldn't have been booed like that. But I guarantee you, any time now that England play Ireland, there will be a retaliation, a waterboundary. It's respect for the other people that were there. It's respect. That's all it is. Angela was 100% correct. I was in Croke Park the very first time that England played in it, and that idiot that was on saying, oh, there was probably one person booing. I can guarantee you,
there wasn't.
If one person had started booing,
the crowd
around them would have soon put an end to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what do you make of Ross, who was on a few minutes ago, who stood up and gave the fingers to the TV? Like, Jesus, that's pathetic.
Well, if you're that juvenile, I saw some other idiot on Facebook shouting and roaring at the TV abuse as well. Just, like, if you're that stupid...
There's no help for you. Okay, stay there for a second, Damien.
I just don't like the way... Damien has fobbed off, you know, he says he doesn't do whataboutery or whatever.
Well, it was whataboutery, yeah.
Okay, but he said he doesn't do that and that's fine, but it is actually relevant.
I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Hi, Damien, could you let me speak, please? Thank you. So what I'm saying is that he's saying he doesn't do whataboutery.
Yeah.
You look at what happens. This is relevant, the tricolour being burnt. So how can people not boo when that is still happening, Damien? And it's relevant because it totally adds to why people were booing. So it's not whataboutery, it's fact, it happens.
No, nothing to do, it is absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in the north.
I think you're wrong.
Absolutely nothing to do with
it. I think you're wrong.
Okay, stay there for a second. Lorraine, what do you make of what Damien is saying? He's disgusted by what he saw.
That's complete and utter fucking nonsense. Does 12th of July ring a bell? It's all right for the loyalists up the north to burn the tricolour on on bonfires, to burn Garda cars, our leaders on bonfires. We boo a national anthem and everyone's up in fucking uproar.
Nothing to do with sport. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about sport here.
Politics gets brought into sport. Okay, you want to talk about sport? England boo the Italian national, the English boo the Italian national anthem in the Euros.
The whole crowd did not boo the national anthem.
The whole crowd did. They got fined by the Euros. Google it.
The whole crowd did not boo.
They got fined by UEFA for booing the Italian national anthem. So England do it.
The whole crowd did not boo the national anthem.
Oh,
the whole
Jesus
crowd,
Christ.
I never heard anything like it.
Google it.
It was impossible to hear anything going on.
They got fined.
Sorry, I'm just going to... England handed EUFA punishment after fans boo Slovenia national anthem. EUFA have handed England a €10,000 fine after fans booed the plane. Now, Damien, what you got to say to that? Come on.
Nothing to do with it.
Oh, well, it's everything
to do with it.
Why is it one rule for England and one rule for everybody else, Damien? Why is it one rule for England and one rule for everybody fucking else?
Because you're talking about whataboutery. Two wrongs don't make a right.
So are you. So it's all right for England to boo Slovenia.
I'm just saying it was an absolute disgrace. It was a disgrace. No matter what you say... No matter what you say about any other country, isn't going to change the fact that the Irish supporters were an absolute disgrace.
But they
doesn't
were.
Matter.
Damien, I'm going to read this again. I'm going to read this again for you because I don't know if maybe you're just not listening.
I hear what you said.
No, but you didn't actually respond to it. But it does matter. It's very relevant, Damien. You're going to sit here and blast the Irish fans for booing? What about
my
this?
My response is that two wrongs do not make a right.
You're here slaughtering the Irish supporters. What about when England?
Sorry, Damien, would you condemn the burning of the tricolour up north on the 12th of July?
Absolutely, there of course go. I would. I'm a nationalist who grew up in the north. I would condemn it wholeheartedly. But I certainly wouldn't go to
an English national anthem. We didn't go out and tear lumps out with them on the pitch. We didn't start a riot. We didn't kick the shit out of anybody. We stood and booed God Save the Queen. Or King, sorry.
Disgrace.
God Save the King.
Yeah, and you're of the same calibre, so I have nothing else to say to you about it. I'm not playing whataboutery.
England can boo the Slovenian football team. Can they?
It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make it right.
I don't think anybody should boo anybody's national anthem, Lorraine. That's the bottom line. I don't think anybody should. It's disrespectful to boo someone's national anthem. That's their identity. That is their piece of music. It's only like 90 seconds long.
They boo, but everyone, it was a bit of banter and a bit of fucking crack. They didn't kick the shit out of anybody.
No, I'm not a big football person either, but aren't the English fans known for always causing literally physical fights?
Oh, no.
Hooliganism. Aren't they known for that?
I don't think there was any trouble from the ones that came over.
There was no trouble the weekend, even between the Irish supporters and the English supporters. Like, you're making such a big deal out of the fact we booed the national anthem. Woohoo, boo!
That's Lorraine.
Damien's having a heart attack.
Thank you, Damien, as well. I love people with passion about a conversation. They were both very passionate about it, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. That was heated. Those messages are still coming in, by the way, Jeremy.
Block them. For those of you who think... that we're cutting the show. Somebody says, why you cutting the show early? Is because of those messages. Absolutely not. We will not let those trolls beat us into silence. Would you agree? The show is not finishing
irony.
Early.
This
is
the irony. That was a bad choice of words, Jeremy.
Okay,
this is the exact
time that we were going to finish the show anyway. But those messages, they are pretty disgusting to read, though, those messages. I mean, myself and Katie, now they're not directed at Katie.
But they're actually sending
Katie a balaclava in the post. As a patriot.
And a tricolour. Don't forget me, tricolour.
You know, we're only human at the end of the day, and some of the messages are just absolutely vile. These people are sick, aren't they?
Yeah, to send messages like that.
And one of the person that sent the message actually in the profile picture on Facebook is two kids are there. Imagine having that yoke as a father.
I know.
Like, his hard drive needs checking.
Oh, yeah.
The shit
he's
having.
There's a worrying press conference in that dude's future.
Absolutely. And, well, thank you very much to everyone who commented on this topic. The bottom line is, whether or not you love booing national anthems or you don't, the point is, it was embarrassing. As a country, it was embarrassing. that videos of people booing over the national anthem have gone viral all around the world. And it just shows that we never will have a united Ireland, because there's so much deep-rooted hatred there. There's so much anger there between people. People who weren't even alive during the...
Can you not understand, though, honestly, if people weren't alive, how they still could be passionate?
Oh, yeah, I can understand that people are patriotic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like, Mary Lou wasn't around when the Troubles were around, and she is...
Well, she was.
But she was a baby.
She wouldn't have been. She's not that much younger than you.
Yeah, she's around the same, I think.
Yeah, so she would have remembered watching it on the news, reading it in the papers. She would have remembered walking the streets and seeing it and hearing about it.
Do you think she would have booed if she was there at the game? Absolutely not.
She's a strong-ass lady, that Mary Lou.
She is. Love Mary Lou. I love you, Mary Lou. Anyway, don't forget to hit subscribe on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and we will talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter.